Hello again, everybody. This is Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson. We're ready for high school basketball here on WGIL, the Silver Streaks and the Peoria Notre Dame Irish. Notre Dame will start Amy Carlson, a 5'9 senior at a guard. The other guard, Lauren Purcell, a 5'6 senior. Their center is Ellie Biefeldt. She's a 5'10 junior. She had 22 against the Streaks. One forward, Lexi Kramer. She's a 5'9 senior. And Kristen Itchner will be the other guard. She's a 5'9 sophomore. Streaks going with their regular starting five. Notre Dame dressed in the blue uniforms with the white Irish across the chest. The Streaks in their home white uniform with the black streaks across the chest. And we're ready to go here. And Galesburg controls the tip as Mynika Warner out jumps Amy Carlson to start the game. And so the Streaks have it bounce off of a Notre Dame player in the front court. And Galesburg will come on the attack now right to left. Bailey Boyer gets a bounce pass to Howard on the near side. Another bounce pass to Baker. Back out to Warner, who pops out beyond the three-point line. Now to Daler. Cross-court pass to Howard. Into Warner. Warner will put it up right baseline. No good. The rebound underneath controlled by Itchner. Back on the attack now comes Notre Dame. Itchner comes top of the key. She'll go on the right side to Purcell. Purcell guarded by Daler. Dribbles around the three-point line right side. Now back up top to Itchner. Itchner now will try the left side. Goes through a couple of players. Gets it over to Carlson. He'll take the shot from the corner, and it's a two-pointer, and it's good.
Good job by the defensive rotation. However, just a little bit late on that last one, and that was a long shot for Amy Carlson.
Now the ball was tipped away as it came into the front court, but Galesburg gets it back. Bailey Boyer puts a shot up. No good. Rebound Sarah Baker, and she'll put it up and through, and we're tied at two.
Great job by Sarah Baker right there, getting good offensive rebounding position down below.
Back on the attack comes Notre Dame. Itchner into Carlson, left corner where she hit that shot. Now she'll drive the baseline, but Warner steps up behind her and blocks the shot and picks the ball up. Mynika Warner now will hand the ball off to Bailey Boyer, and the Streaks will come on the attack right to left, tied 2-2, 6:38 to go here in the first quarter. Boyer now holds the ball over her head out to Baker, back to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now at center court. Notre Dame won at the State Farm Classic against the Streaks. This is a rematch. For the Streaks. Here's Whitney Daler taking the three-pointer from the high right wing. No good. The rebound underneath Sarah Medland. Medland will bring it back up now, hands it to Itchner, and Itchner comes into the front court left to right. Into the corner now, Amy Carlson. Carlson dribbles up top of the key. Now to Purcell. Lauren Purcell on the dribble against Daler. She gets bumped up top. Gets the ball left side to Itchner. Itchner back up top. Now she'll come on the dribble. Itchner now comes back up top to Carlson. She drives the lane, shovels it right side now to Itchner. She'll drive the paint, takes the running jumper, and it's no good, and we'll get a whistle and a foul call.
Well, Itchner was coming down the lane right there. Jessica Howard just a little late on her defensive coverage. Got her hand up there and looked like she might have gotten all ball, but however, when you reach over the top of the player, generally that's going to be called a foul.
Itchner will shoot two. She's a 5'9 sophomore. She had 15 in that game against the Streaks at the State Farm Classic, and she hits it. Here comes Maddie Boyer into the game along with Shelby Pacheco. I'm real interested to see how Boyer does in this game. She's had two good games in a row, Maddie has.
Yeah, she has, and she's starting to get to her offensive game sparked, and that's what the Streaks need to diversify the offense a little bit off of Jess and Mynika. So if she can get herself going, it could help the Streaks big time today, especially with the two games.
Second shot is good by Itchner. It's 4-2 Notre Dame. Back comes Galesburg against a little token pressure. Now Howard, cross court to Maddie Boyer. Back up top now. They get the ball to Bailey Boyer. Boyer on the right side dribble for Galesburg. Now to her sister Maddie, who's guarded by Purcell. Last game, Purcell stayed on Howard after Howard hit the 4 3-pointers. Bailey Boyer drives the baseline. She had trouble with Biefeldt. Got it back up top now to Bailey Boyer, and we'll get a whistle here and a push away from the action. I think is going to go against the Streaks, and it's going to go against Mynika Warner.
Looks like there's a little extracurricular activity down on the baseline. Unfortunately, it's always the last person that gets caught, Jim, and Mynika was that person there.
Boy, when Maddie Boyer drove the baseline, she got hit in the head twice, and there was no whistle there. 4-2 in favor of Notre Dame. Here's Biefeldt now on the right side into the corner. Purcell will take the three-pointer, and it's good. Lauren Purcell on the right side, and she hits it, and it's 4-2 now, or 7-2 in favor of Notre Dame. Back comes Pacheco into the front court, getting pressure still in the backcourt, and we're going to get a whistle and 10-second call called against the Silver Streaks. And Evan Massey just sits on the bench with his arms folded.
Well, right there, Maddie, or Bailey Boyer got trapped, and then she got it off to Shelby. Shelby's not the one you want bringing the ball up. A guard has to go get that ball from Shelby and help her out to get that ball up the floor.
Itchner, right side to Amy Carlson for Notre Dame. Back up top now to Sarah Medlin. Back to Purcell. She'll take the three again. Around and good. But they'll only count it as two. Lauren Purcell has five. And it's 9-2 Notre Dame. Back comes Galesburg. Pressure at center court. Bailey Boyer turns it over. Picked up by Purcell. Now top of the key to Itchner. In the paint, Biefeld. Turn around, jumper no good. Biefeld gets her own rebound. Right back up again. No, but a foul called. Galesburg getting beaten on the offensive boards and unable to get the ball up court.
Well, in common trends that we've seen this year, Jim, you've got to get that ball up the floor. Good pressure right now from Peoria and Notre Dame. However, we have seen the streaks beat this, and I think it's going to take that press break that Coach Massey's used before where he really focuses on getting it to a post player in the middle of the floor to distribute that ball to a guard coming down one of the sidelines.
The foul against Mynika Warner, her second. We're going to get a timeout called, a 30-second timeout. So Mynika in a little bit of foul difficulty again.
Yeah, and that doesn't help the streak offense, especially after she had that big offensive outburst against Queen of Peace last Saturday where she put up the 32 points. You were hoping she could be able to come out here and get some strong offensive play, and I think right now you're going to have to look to Maddie Boyer, who's had a couple solid games in a row, to step up, be aggressive on the offensive end, and really break it down.
Want to remind you, we'll be back on the air this afternoon at 2:40. With the ball game, Galesburg will be at Peoria Central. And then tonight, right here at Thiel Gym, it'll be the Streak Boys. They'll be playing Springfield High School. And that game will start at 7:30. Mike Perry and Jim Lee with all the action, beginning with the pregame at 7:10. I came out and watched the boys last night. What a game with Moline. 39-32, the Streaks lost it. Biefeld makes the second for Peoria and Notre Dame, and it's 11-2 Notre Dame. Let's see if this pressure works again this time. Now they'll beat it over the timeline. Maddie Boyer, a bounce pass to Baker. Now center court to Catman Jerry. Mynika Warner on the bench with two fouls. Maddie Boyer to Baker. Near side to Mangieri. Guarded by Purcell. Boy, Peoria and Notre Dame is so physical. They get right out and hand check and bump you all the time. No whistles. Now Mangieri gets a pick on the right side from Pacheco. She'll drive. Have to hand it back out to Baker. Now between the circles to Whitney Daler. Bounce pass now to Pacheco, high right wing, to Sarah Baker. Near side Daler. Bounce pass Pacheco. She's in the paint. Tried to get it up. We'll get a whistle and a foul called, I think, on Itchner. Boy, it almost looked like a travel, and I think that's what Ron Carruthers is going to say to Joe Thompson.
Well, I think the other thing he's going to say is, with all the bumping they're allowing out there, right there, Itchner just stood straight up in the air, and Shelby brought all the contact, but generally that is going to be called a foul when you don't give the offensive player a little room to work with down there.
Shelby Pacheco goes to the free throw line. She is on the year a 70% free throw shooter, and she makes them both. 11-4. Go ahead, sorry.
No problem. Good press right out of the break here by the Streaks, and they were able to trap Itchner in the corner and get that ball knocked out of bounds. But this is the kind of pressing defense that the Streaks need to bring today to keep this game in their hands.
That was Itchner's first foul, the first team foul. Galesburg gets it back after the turnover. Mangieri now to Sarah Baker, near side Maddie Boyer. Boyer's going to drive all the way. The basket puts it up. It was blocked underneath by Kristen Itchner. Itchner picks it up. Outlet pass to Lauren Purcell. Here come the Irish. Left side Carlson. Baseline drive right around Daler. Here's the shot up underneath by Biefeld. Good. Boy, Taylor let Carlson drive right around her on the baseline, and it's 13-4 as Biefeld gets the easy one in the paint. Now Maddie Boyer's going to be bumped, and they're going to get a foul here on Itchner, and that's going to be her second.
Well, she'll probably be quick to the bench here, and some interesting play so far. 13-4, Streaks are trailing, but really, if they could just tighten up the defensive intensity down on their side of the floor, they might be able to climb back into this one in a hurry.
Mangieri has it between the circles now for the Silver Streaks. She's guarded by Amy Carlson. High post now to Baker. Baker now will drive, put the left-handed layup up. Good! Nice move by Sarah Baker from the high post down the left side of the lane, and she had made the left-handed layup, and it's 13-6. Full court pressure now by the Streaks. Here comes Purcell for Notre Dame. Bounce pass on the right side. Gets the ball on the right side to Maddie Green, who's into the game for Itchner. Here's Carlson, will put it up. Right baseline, no good. The rebound underneath Medlin. She gets it on the baseline, had trouble. Now the ball's loose again. Picked up again by Medlin. She'll put it up, but no, she traveled before the shot. Well, boy, they're getting the boards, though, Eric.
They are, and unfortunately, down in that corner, the far side corner from us, the Streak's defensive rotation is just not getting there, allowing whoever's sitting down there, usually Carlson, to be able to drive to the lane.
Back comes Galesburg. They beat the press this time. Baker drives the foul line. Here's the three-point shot by Bailey Boyer. Air ball. The rebound's going to go out of bounds as Biefeld lets it go, and it'll be Notre Dame's ball.
Well, just not enough on that one by Bailey Boyer, but not a bad shot. She took it in the offensive set and was able to get an open look.
Full court pressure, but they beat it easily. Ahead to Carlson. She's going to have the uncontested layup, and she makes it. Amy Carlson has four. 15-6 Notre Dame with 2:09 to go here in the first quarter. Full court pressure now. Maddie Boyer still in the backcourt. Gets it to Pacheco. Now into the front court, Whitney Daler. Bounce pass down to Baker. She'll drive the baseline. Puts the running jumper up. No good. The rebound underneath Sarah Medlin for Notre Dame. Medlin, the outlet pass now to Purcell. Back comes Purcell down right side. Holds up against Daler. Now tried to get a bounce pass underneath, but the ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to Notre Dame.
The Streaks have to be aware of those corners. They're hiding girls down in the baseline corners, and they're able to really open up their offensive set by getting the ball down there and using the dribble drive to create other things.
Purcell comes in on the bounce pass to Medlin. Here's the pass back into Medlin. She puts it up in the paint, and it'll drop through. Sarah Medlin, the 5'8 senior, with her first of the game, and it's 17-6 Notre Dame. Back comes Galesburg now. Into the front court, Maddie Boyer. Boyer now right side. Gets it to Baker. Bounce pass to Pacheco. She'll put it up and through. Shelby Pacheco has four. 17-8. Now Purcell dribbles between two girls against the pressure. They beat the press down. Here's the jump shot from Carlson. Baseline no good. It's going to be saved inbounds as Galesburg's getting beaten to the ball. And the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. They say it's Silver Streak ball. And you hear a moan here. And now they're going to change it.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they did change it. Good job on the offensive set the last time of the Streak. Sarah Baker drove in, drew the defense, and was able to just drop off a little bounce pass to Shelby Pacheco for the easy two.
Purcell will throw the ball in. Now gets it in on the left side to Maddie Green. Green will come all the way around, right down the paint, puts the running jumper up good. Maddie Green, the 5'6 junior, with her first of the game, and it's 19-8. Full court pressure. Here's Bailey Boyer as they beat it over the timeline. Boyer tried to get a pass to Pacheco, but it was intercepted by Ellie Biefeld. Notre Dame will come on the attack left to right. On the right side now, Maddie Green drives again to the paint, puts it up no good, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called against Galesburg.
I think there was a travel right there before she even got into the lane. I can't believe that thing got called. A couple too many steps there by Maddie Green.
The foul is going to be called against Bailey Boyer, her first. That's the fourth team foul. At the free throw line is Maddie Green, and she's going to shoot two. She misses the first. Whitney Daler is going to go out. Jessica Howard in. Biefeld goes out for Notre Dame. So Galesburg has Maddie Boyer, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker. Warner on the bench with two fouls. Second free throw for Green is good. Makes it 20-8 in favor of Notre Dame. And now the ball comes over as Galesburg throws it away. And it's going to go back over to Notre Dame.
Down 20-8, you can't have those unforced turnovers right there, Jim. Just a bad pass.
Here comes Warner.
Shelby was trying to lead Bailey Boyer and just threw it way out, too far out in front of her.
So it'll be triggered inbounds by Purcell. Gets it in now to Sarah Medlin. Back inside. Here's the shot up and through by Medlin. Medlin has four. Oh, Notre Dame taking it right to the Streaks. Now the half-court pass to Warner. She'll put it up on the baseline. No good. Gets her own rebound, no. The rebound fought for underneath. Pulled down by Howard. And Howard's going to be tied up underneath by Notre Dame's Lexi Kramer, who's into the game. And on the alternating possession, the ball will belong to Notre Dame. Full court pressure now, man-to-man press by the Streaks. Comes in the backcourt to Maddie Green. They beat it easily, all the way down court to Kramer, but she walked with it.
Yeah, she did. However, the Irish, again, easily beating the streak press. They've got to shut down. Once you throw that trap, you got to shut the door on that trap and not let them out. And then also take away that inside cutter. They're cutting right next to the ball and getting an easy outlet lane for their guards.
19 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Sarah Baker with a jumper from the baseline, and it's good. Baker has 6 first quarter points, and it's 22-10. Full court pressure, and now they're going to throw it away as Sarah Medlin was looking for Purcell, and the Streaks will have another chance with 8.4 seconds to go in the quarter, trailing by 12, 22-10. Maddie Boyer is going to look over at the bench, get the play. She will trigger the ball in underneath the Galesburg basket. Comes into Baker, 7 seconds to go. Now to Bailey Boyer, back to Howard. She'll take the 3-pointer, no good. The rebound, Purcell, 1 second to go. Purcell will launch it from half court, hits the front of the rim, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Peoria Notre Dame 22, Galesburg 10. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call place back.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Galesburg's ball to start the second quarter. They trail 22-10. They get the pass into Warner in the lane. She puts it up, no good, gets her own rebound, and right back up and through. Mynika Warner's first basket of the ball game, and it's 22-12. The lead back down to 10 points. Now almost lost, and we're going to get traveling on Lauren Purcell as the press work that time by Galesburg.
Great job. Get the quick two, and then they jump. The Streaks jump out into a tough press and able to get the turnover. This would be a good opportunity to cut this lead down to 8.
It'll be triggered inbounds by Jessica Howard. Howard now looking, still not in, but gets it into Warner, and now it's going to be knocked away by Lexi Kramer, and Galesburg will try it again.
Well, a good thing right there for the Streaks, too, because I think Howard was about 4.5 seconds when she finally got that one in.
Maybe 5.5. Howard will throw it in again in the front court for the Streaks as they're going from right to left, which is east to west, into Baker, now to Warner. Top of the key, they get the ball to Howard, now to Bailey Boyer, who will reset it at the white G at center court. Now they try the right side to Warner. Back up top now to Baker. Near side to Bailey Boyer, into Mynika. She'll put the shot up. Good! But I think he waved it off, didn't he?
He shouldn't have.
Oh, they're going to count it. They're going to count it. I was obscured a little bit, so the basket's going to count by Mynika. She's going to go to the line for the three-point play here. The personal foul was called against Ellie Biefeld, her first, the third team foul, and the Streaks are creeping back in. The free throw was missed, but Sarah Baker picks it up. Oh, almost had it on the floor, but couldn't control. It's going to roll out of bounds. Boy, the Streaks almost had a chance for another hoop there. Now they'll put the full court pressure on Peoria Notre Dame as Lauren Purcell will throw the ball in here beneath us on the west side of the gym. We're going to get a substitution. Number 40 comes in, and she's not on my roster.
Furlman. I have the Furlman. Last name of Furlman.
Furlman. Okay. I do have her. Okay, and now we're going to get a carry on going to be called on the inbounds pass as Maddie Green was getting some pressure right underneath the Galesburg basket, carried the ball, and so Galesburg's going to get it back. Things, momentum shifting a little bit towards the Streaks here. Comes right into Sarah Baker underneath. She'll put it up, and she's going to be fouled. And the foul's going to be called against Lauren Purcell. That'll be her first, the fourth team foul, and Sarah Baker will go to the line and shoot two.
Yeah, and a very good job by the Streaks coming out here, aggressiveness. They aren't hanging their heads, they're gumming out, they understand that they have to chip away at this lead. And so far, Notre Dame has had a problem trying to even get this ball past half court. flurry of turnovers for the Irish.
Back to that the lead back down to 7, 22-15. Baker makes the first, misses the second. The rebound's going to be pulled out of there by Maddie Green. Green back up court quickly. Got the ball all the way down, and the shot up and through by Megan Maroon, who's come into the game for the first time. Back comes Galesburg now as it's 24-15. In the front court, Maddie Boyer now. Alley-oop to Warner. Warner puts it up. No, she missed it. Was partially blocked by Furlman. Pulled down by Ellie Biefeld. And back on the attack comes the Peoria Notre Dame Irish. This is Lauren Purcell on the right side to Megan Maroon. Maroon now looks down to Biefeld. Biefeld guarded by Sarah Baker. Now she'll take the 18-foot jumper. Good. Ellie Biefeld said, well, if Sarah's not going to come out and guard me, I'm going to fire it. And she did. And it's 26-15. The 11-point Notre Dame lead. Left side, Jessica Howard. Partially tipped away, but Maddie Boyer got it at center court. Boyer now on the dribble up top for Galesburg. Now comes to the right side, gets a pick from Warner. Alley-oop to Mynika, but it's going to be intercepted by Megan Maroon. The pass was too high. Maroon back for the Peoria Notre Dame Irish. Now here's Purcell with a three-pointer top of the key. No good. It'll be picked up by Sarah Baker. Outlet pass to Howard. Here come the streaks on the break. 3-on-1. Bounce pass to Warner, but it was kicked away by Lauren Purcell. Boy, Howard needed to take that ball right in.
Yeah, she should have just taken it right to the rim right there, because you want to draw that defense. She didn't draw the defense, so when she tried to pass it into Mynika, there was no passing lane. She drives that in, one of two things is going to happen. She's either going to get a layup or she's going to be able to get an easy pass.
I think Evan's telling her that, too, as she goes out. And coming back in will be Whitney Daler for the streaks. It'll be triggered into Mynika. She gives it to Daler. And now to Bailey Boyer with 5:59 to go here, second quarter, 26-15 in favor of Notre Dame. Give and go Bailey Boyer to Warner. And Warner with that left-handed layup puts it up and through. She has 6 points, 26-17. Now the streaks with the full court press. Comes into Biefeld. The ball's going to be tipped away by Whitney Daler, but they pick it back up. Now to Carlson. Carlson's going to drive inside, but Warner blocks it. The ball will go out of bounds, and they'll give the ball to Notre Dame.
That was a tough block, too, by Mynika. You got to be careful. She's got two fouls. She went over the top from behind to block that ball. It was clean, but that's generally one that might draw you a foul even if you don't touch them.
Right. Bounce pass comes in on the inbounds pass to Furlman. Give and go now to Furlman. She puts it up in the paint. No good. Rebound by Nico Warner for Galesburg. Outlet pass Bailey Boyer. Ahead now to Daler. Daler with the pull-up jumper. Yes! She's going to get the roll. Whitney Daler with the basket. 26-19. The streak's back to within 7. Now they beat the press this time to Biefeld. She'll put the jumper up good. Boy, she's like A.J. Ledbetter. She doesn't miss. Ellie Biefeld with 8 points. 28-19. Back comes Bailey Boyer into the front court for the streaks. Back to Pacheco now, top of the key. Near side, Maddie Boyer into Mynika. She'll put the jumper up. No. The rebound, though, Pacheco. Right back up. Good. Oh, the streaks starting to dominate the boards here. Shelby Pacheco has 6. 28-21. Back comes Megan Maroon. Hits the trailer on the play. Abby Furlman. But Furlman's going to travel, and Galesburg's going to get it back.
Well, the streaks are doing a great job at the offensive end right now. Now the press is what's really hurting them, because they're not stopping the Irish. They're not even slowing the Irish down at this point, and it's almost been a liability because nobody's picking up those girls on the backside flying down the floor.
We're going to get a 30-second timeout called by Peoria Notre Dame. Boy, that Biefeld's a great player.
She is, and she's not afraid to just take the short jumper instead of having to drive in, and she can hit it. We saw her hit about a 14-15-footer down on the baseline, and then she comes back and hits one just inside the free throw line. And she's not afraid to just take that jumper.
Ellie Biefeld's a 5'10 junior. Lauren Purcell is a 5'6 senior. Lexi Kramer, a 5'9 senior. Itchner's only a sophomore. Tell you, this Peoria Notre Dame team, things are boding well for them for the future. 28-21 after the 30-second timeout in favor of Notre Dame. Mangieri back in for the streaks. No pressure in the backcourt by Notre Dame. Mangieri comes down, bounce pass into Pacheco. She'll put it up underneath, but I think they'll get Biefeld for the foul on Shelby. They will.
Good move by Mangieri. She was able to drive that down, create a passing angle into Shelby. Shelby with a good solid post up, keeping Biefeld behind her, and just easy post move right into Biefeld. All she did was foul her when she went up for the shot.
Pacheco puts the free throw up and through. She now with five, with 7 points in the game. Second one on the way, and this one's also good. So Pacheco, 4 for 4 from the line. Full court pressure by the Streaks. They trail by only 5, 28-23. Comes in now to Kristen Itchner, who's back into the game. Itchner all the way down, pull-up 10-footer, no good. The rebound, though, fought for, and it's going to be controlled underneath by Furlman. Now she lost it, picked up by Whitney Daler. Back comes Galesburg. Here's Sarah Baker all the way down court quickly. Baker holds up left wing, now looking up front for somebody. Gets it out to Cat Mangieri. Mangieri guarded by Carlson. Will get it to Baker with 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go second quarter. 28-23 in favor of Notre Dame. Daler between the circles. Bounce pass here to Howard. Now to Baker. Baker will drive the basket, put the shot up. No! The rebound's going to be pulled down by Daler, and we're going to get a whistle, and a foul's going to be called, I think, on Amy Carlson. It will be.
Well, even though she didn't make the shot, a great move by Sarah Baker right there. She was able to cross up her defender and take it to the baseline. Just got to get herself a little bit better position. She'll be able to easily hit that shot.
Whitney Daler with 3 points in this game. Boy, if we could get some points out of her. Pacheco's going to go out. Warner in. So the Streaks have Mynika Warner, Shelby Pacheco, or Mynika Warner, Sarah Baker, Whitney Daler, Cat Mangieri, and Jessica Howard. Second one by Whitney on the way, and she hits it. So she has 4, 28-25, as the Streaks roar back to trail by only 3. Full court pressure by Galesburg. Now they'll drop off. Here comes Kristen Itchner, guarded by Whitney Daler. Crosses center court, gets a pick left side into the corner, Carlson. Carlson now on the dribble. They like to drive. Carlson comes out, but she travels.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers for the Irish. They're really mounting in this quarter, and it's definitely behooving the Streaks to keep this defensive intensity up, because it seems like a lot of the Irish players are making bad decisions when they get pressured.
You could just feel that momentum at the beginning of this quarter beginning to switch. Warner now gets it up top to Sarah Baker. Streaks in the front court. Now in the left corner to Mangieri. Mangieri bounce pass to Howard. Here comes a three-pointer. No! The rebound's going to be pulled down by Itchner at the three-point line. She comes back up court for Notre Dame. All the way down court, drives the hoop, puts it up, no good, and she's going to be bumped. Did they get Mynika? I hope not.
Well, I hope not, too, because that'd be her third. Doesn't look like
it. Oh, it's Baker. Oh, it's Howard. Second on Howard. 15 foul on the Silver Streaks. And so Kristen Itchner will go to the free throw line. She's a 5'9 sophomore. She's 2 for 2 from the line today, and she missed this one.
Well, now it's the ever-important free throw box out right here. The Streaks have had some issues with it this year. They're going to have to definitely root out the Irish with how good the Irish have been on the offensive boards and get this ball back if this is a miss.
Itchner missed the first, the second one on the way. Here it is, and she makes it. So she has 3 points, 29-25. Notre Dame by 4. Mangieri over the center court line for the Silver Streaks. Right side Maddie Boyer to Warner in the right corner. Back to Sarah Baker. Now top of the key to Whitney Daler. Back on the right side, Maddie Boyer. Here's a three-point shot, no good. The rebound in the lane controlled by Ellie Biefeld, and they'll get Warner on the back, and she can't believe the call.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that call either, because Warner didn't reach over. She went straight up. She conceded the rebound. Everything you want Warner to do in that situation, and they still called her for the foul. If she hadn't jumped, I guarantee there would have been no call, but she jumped up, pulled her hands back, didn't even reach over. I don't agree with that call at all.
And Massey doesn't either. He's pleading his case with Joe Thompson. The call was made by Jake Kilberg, and we've seen him before, and he's had some problems. Now stolen by Daler. Whitney Daler comes back all the way down court. She'll put the layup up. No good. The rebound in the lane pulled down there by Itchner. Fast break now ahead to Medlin. Here's the shot up by Medlin. No good. Rebound Purcell right back up. No, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here, I think, on Pacheco. Oh, those offensive boards, they're getting them.
They are, and unfortunately, they're converting them so far. So let's see if they're able, the Streaks are able to escape another one.
They call it on Mangieri, her first 7th team foul. So Purcell will go to the free throw line and shoot 2, and the first is good. So she has 6 points in the game. The lead back up to 5. The Streaks had it down to 3, 28-25, but it's 30-25 now. Substitution is Jenny Curry will come into the game for Peoria Notre Dame, and Kristen Itchner will go out. One more free throw for the 5'6 senior, Lauren Purcell. Here it is, and it's good. She has 7, 31-25. Back comes Mangieri. Warner on the bench for Galesburg with 3 fouls. Near side, Maddie Boyer. Boyer now looking inside, back up top to Daler. Daler now right side, Mangieri. She'll take the 3-pointer, no. Rebound in the lane, Pacheco right back up, no. And we'll get a foul called.
Well, Cammie and Jury a lot more aggressive to get her shots off in the offense now, and that wasn't a bad one. She was wide open over in the corner. She got the shot up, and Shelby was able to help her out by getting that offensive rebound.
Pacheco's free throw is good. She's 5 for 5 from the line. Substitution is Biafelt will go out, and Lexi Kramer, a 5'9 senior, comes in. Well, that's huge to have Biafelt on the bench, but of course, Mynika Warner also on the bench for the Streaks. Pacheco makes them both. She's 6 for 6 from the line. 10 points for Shelby Pacheco. 31-27. The Streaks trail by 4. Now Purcell's going to carry the ball. She tried to dribble between Mangieri and Daler, but carried the ball, and they turn it over. Galesburg will have it.
Well, again, just a lot of turnovers in this quarter for Peoria and Notre Dame. Definitely a different quarter than what they played in the first one.
Here comes Mangieri now. Dribbles around the three-point line. Gets it up top. Now to Maddie Boyer. She'll take the three. Yes!
Only two.
But they'll only count it as two. Maddie Boyer from the top of the key. Her first of the game. 31-29, the two-point lead. Now Purcell has it knocked away by Boyer, but it's picked up by Notre Dame again. Back up top to Purcell. Here's a left-side jump shot going to be no good by Casey O'Brien. The rebound's controlled underneath by Kramer. She gets it to Medlin. She'll drive inside, puts it up no good, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here, I think, against Medlin.
Good job by the Streaks right there to be aggressive towards the boards, but you've got to grab that offensive rebound. Another offensive rebound right there. Controlled by the Irish.
Medlin's first. That's the 8th team foul. So we'll come back down to the west end of the gym. And guess who's at the line? Miss Clutch free throw shooter. 6 for 6, Shelby Pacheco. She'll shoot the one in bonus here. Eyes it. Here it is. And she got it.
Shelby really stepping up from the free throw line in this game.
7 for 7 from the line for Shelby Pacheco. She could tie it up here, and she missed it. The rebound's controlled underneath by Sarah Medlin. Outlet pass to Purcell. Back on the attack comes Notre Dame. Purcell comes all the way down, gets it on the right side now to Curry. Curry back up top. Now on the dribble inside O'Brien. She'll shovel it off to Medlin. Back to Purcell, who'll take the three-point shot. Good. Boy, that Lauren Purcell, what a player. Purcell with 10, and it's 34-30 in favor of Notre Dame. Minute 30 to go, first half. Right side, Bailey Boyer into Baker. Tipped away by Purcell, but Galesburg will have it underneath their own basket.
That was good hustle right there by Purcell. She was able to just give it all she had and barely knock that ball away. Otherwise, it would have been an easy layup for Baker. Like that.
Comes into Baker as Maddie Boyer. The bounce pass right into Sarah. And Sarah Baker has 9. It's 34-32. Back on the attack, Medlin. All the way down court. Bounce pass on the left side. Gets the ball to Casey O'Brien. But O'Brien is going to be fouled on the play. Boy, they like to drive, Eric.
They do. That they do. They got that ball up the court in a hurry.
At the free throw line is going to be Casey O'Brien, and she is going to shoot 2. That was the 8th team foul on the Silver Streaks. The foul was against Bailey Boyer, her second. One more free throw now for Casey O'Brien, and this one's around and no good. Who was that?
Offensive rebound by Medlin right there, and she put it up and in.
So Medlin puts it up and through. Now Baker will come over the timeline. 37-32. They get it back now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now on the right side drive. She'll look for the three. Top of the key, Maddie Boyer. Alley-oop pass to Baker. Baker puts it up, no good. Baker puts it up again. Yes! Sarah Baker with second and third effort there. Baker has 11. And it's 37-34 in favor of Notre Dame. Back comes Medlin. All the way down court. Pull up, jumper. Yes! Sarah Medlin with 8. 39-34. 38 seconds to go, second quarter. Sarah Baker at center court now for the Silver Streaks. Guarded by Purcell. Looks like Galesburg's going to let it run down and go for one shot. Here's Bailey Boyer to Sarah Baker with 23 seconds to go. Now to Maddie Boyer. Jessica Howard is in there. They like to set up that three-point shot to her. If she made it, they would only be down by 1. They had a chance to take the lead or tie the game, but were unable to do it. Galesburg's been down the whole way. Now 7 seconds to go. They get the pass into Baker. Boy, that should be a foul.
Yeah.
And Baker was really bumped hard by Casey O'Brien.
Casey O'Brien did knock the ball away, but she went in a little too hard and knocked over Sarah Baker in her attempt to knock that ball out of bounds.
5.3 seconds to go. Comes into Pacheco, and Pacheco's going to be fouled as she puts the shot up.
She's going to have an opportunity to put a couple more on the board here with the clock stopped.
Purcell's second, ninth team foul, whistled against Notre Dame. Shelby Pacheco back to the free throw line here. It's on the way, and she hits it. She's only missed one. What? Howard will go out. Daler in for the streaks.
And she's done a good job of getting to the line. That's the big thing.
Second free throw by Shelby is also good. 39-36, 4.3 seconds to go, 2 seconds to go. Here's Kramer. She'll take the half-court shot, no good, off the glass, and it hit the front of the iron. And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Peoria Notre Dame, 39, Galesburg, 36. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Key Largo. Watch out. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. Mike's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You can't miss him. Well, it didn't look good at the end of the first quarter, 22-10. But the Streaks roared back, outscoring Peoria Notre Dame 26-17 in the second quarter. And they're down by only three, 39-36 at the half. For Notre Dame, they're led in scoring by Lauren Purcell. 2 3-pointers, a bucket and 2 free throws for 10 points. Sarah Medland has 8 points. 8 points for Ellie Biefeld, 4 for Amy Carlson. 3 points in the first half for Kristen Ichner, their great sophomore guard. 3 for Maddie Green. 2 points in the first half for Megan Maroon. As far as fouls go, Biefeld has 3 fouls, Purcell has 2, and Kristen Ichner has 2 fouls. For the Silver Streaks, they're led in scoring by Shelby Pacheco, who has 13 points, 7 for 8 from the free throw line in the first half. Or no, it's more now, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. She is 10 for 11 from the free throw line in the first half. Shelby Pacheco is 13 first half points. 11 points in the first half for Sarah Baker. Mynika Warner was 6, 4 for Whitney Daler, and Maddie Boyer has 2. As far as fouls go, Mynika Warner with 3 fouls, 2 for Jessica Howard, and Bailey Boyer with 2. We mentioned it was 22-10 Notre Dame at the end of the first quarter, but the Streaks outscoring them 26-17 in the second quarter to trail by only 3, Notre Dame 39. Galesburg 36.
Well, and some keys here. Offensive rebounds, 4 Peoria Notre Dame, 7 so far. It's a little bit more than what you'd want if you're Coach Massey at this point. However, they've only yielded 6 points out of those 7 offensive rebounds, which in ratio perspective isn't too bad. As for the rebounding in itself, Sarah Baker's grabbed down 3 rebounds for the Streaks, and Mynika Warner 3 for the Streaks. They're the leaders for the Streaks. Medlin for Peoria Notre Dame has 5, and 3 for Biefeldt, and 3 for Itchner. So that's Peoria Notre Dame's leaders. And I think what really worked for the Streaks in that second quarter was turning up their own defensive intensity and being able to deal with the defensive intensity and the pressure from Peoria Notre Dame. They weren't able to deal with it in the first quarter. Second quarter, able to deal with it. And then obviously Shelby's ability to get to the line there in the second quarter.
Yeah, she really did a nice job. And, you know, we're seeing Baker drive more inside now. You'd like to see Warner stay out of foul trouble, but we're seeing a little bit of Whitney Daler has 4 points. Maddie Boyer, Mangieri, not afraid to shoot.
Yeah, and the good job, too, of being aggressive with the ball, especially when your shot's not coming. It's tough to have the confidence to keep putting it up there, but you've got to so that you can find your rhythm. And they're not taking bad shots. They're not taking shots that are outside the flow of the offense. They're taking everything in the rhythm of the offense, getting their shots up. And then ultimately, the Streaks have done a better job than we've seen recently, especially in that second quarter, of grabbing the offensive rebound and making something out of it. And usually it was Shelby going back to the line.
Okay, so that's our halftime scoreboard, and it's brought to you by Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Mike Craddy. I've told my story before. I can tell it again. When we moved to Galesburg in 2004, we had dickered and negotiated on our house from July until October, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, the mortgage company and the seller said, well, we want to close tomorrow, and I had no house insurance policy. So luckily, I was able to contact Roger Coleman, the former manager of WGIL, and he called Mike Craddy, and all I was teaching at the time in Palatine, and I got a message on at school saying, your insurance is done. I faxed me a proposal. I signed it, and I had my insurance in about 20 minutes. So Mike Craddy can do the same for you. That was service above and beyond the call of duty, and he will help you too. He really helped me. Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. That's my testimonial. Eric is going to make his way through all the wires here and the cameras and the coats down to the floor, and he's going to be talking to varsity assistant Jackie Howard. We'll take a break and be back with Coach Howard, find out what went on in the locker room. This is Girls Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's a new year, and you've joined countless others looking for a new you. A winning fit, preferably no carbs, no fat, and zero calories.
Well, look no further, my friends. The WGIL $3,000 button is back. No carbs, no fat, no kidding. You can win cash. Pick up a button today at one of these participating sponsors.
Accounting Systems Incorporated at 232 East Simmons Street in Galesburg. Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And F&M Bank on East Main and North Henderson in Galesburg.
For details, visit WGIL.com.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Oh, having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by Shelter Insurance Agent Amy Howard.
The official WGIL forecast for today, cloudy and windy or the chance for flurries this afternoon. Not as cold as it has been, a high near 28. Wind gusts this morning and throughout the day up near 25 miles an hour. Tonight, winds gusting nearly 25 miles an hour again. Cloudy, a chance for some flurries, a low near 15. And for your Sunday, a chance for flurries in the morning. Once again, windy and a high near 25. Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, cloudy skies and a high of 22. Right now, partly cloudy and 20.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team steps out of conference tonight at home against Springfield. Join us for pregame coverage at 7:10 on WGIL.
Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Let's go down to Eric Gibson.
Thanks, Jim. I'm here with Coach Howard. Coach, that first quarter was a little ugly, but it seemed like the girls dealt with the pressure a lot better in the second quarter.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's just another thing that we had talked about. You know, we just got to figure out some way that we can come out right from the start and have intensity. Granted, I understand it's 9 o'clock in the morning, but it is for them too. So, you know, I think we just had a lapse, and unfortunately it was a 8-minute lapse, you know, but we battled back and we're right back in the game. So we have another half to do, and hopefully we can play a little bit better than we did the first half.
Well, Monika got herself in some more foul trouble there with some questionable calls, say the least, but Shelby really picked it up and was able to get herself to the free throw line.
Yeah, definitely, and I knock on wood that she was hitting them from the foul line, so hopefully we can keep that up. You know, I mean, we get those free opportunities, we got to take advantage of them, and she did a great job with that.
Well, the only reason she missed the one was because Jim jinxed her by saying how many she did in a row.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll let that slide, I guess.
All right, well, are we going to see any changes in the press? They seem to have an easy time at times of breaking the press. Are you going to tighten it up any?
Well, you know, we're going to change some defenses around, flipping back and forth. You know, I mean, yeah, they're breaking it and stuff like that, but it helps us with tempo, and, you know, we just got to make some stops. And luckily we got a couple traveling calls out of it and stuff. So I think we're probably going to do some pressure, but hopefully we'll probably be switching them up, you know, a little bit here and there.
Yeah, that pressure definitely seemed to affect them as they got a lot of turnovers. All right, Coach, good luck in the second half, and hopefully it'll be another Silver Streak win.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Jim.
Thanks, Eric. Our interview with Coach Jackie Howard brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. McDonald's with two locations in Galesburg. You'll find them on North Henderson Street and also a location on East Main Street in Galesburg. McDonald's, I'm loving it. So the 39-36 is our score as the two teams are back on the court. Don't forget, we're going to be over at Peoria later on today, as the Peoria Central will play the Silver Streaks in a game at Peoria Central this afternoon. I was searching for the nickname. It's the Lions. How could I forget that after all the times their boys team has been to state? Our officials today are Joe Thompson of Galesburg. He's the referee. Aaron Furrow of Galesburg and Jake Kilberg of Rock Falls. The Silver Streaks are going to come out with their original starting five, Monika Warner, along with Sarah Baker, Bailey Boyer, Whitney Daler, and Jessica Howard. Peoria Notre Dame now will break their huddle in front of their bench, and they'll come out with Lauren Purcell, Ellie Biefeld, Sarah Medland, Amy Carlson, and also starting will be Kristen Itchner. It'll be Notre Dame's ball to start the second half. It's 39-36 in favor of Notre Dame. Galesburg outscoring them 26-17 in the second quarter to roar back in this one. It was almost lost by Itchner to Medlin. Now inside to Biefeld, but she walked with it.
Yeah, definitely a walk right there by Biefeld. She got a little excited as she saw some daylight and just started taking off with the ball.
Full court pressure, but Galesburg's going to beat it easily. Into the front court, Whitney Daler now on the right side. Holds the ball up over her head. Comes top of the key to Monika Warner. Now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now just underway in the third quarter to Howard. Now to Baker. Let's see if they go inside to Warner. Now Monika will pop out beyond the three-point line. Backdoor pass goes right into Sarah Baker, and Baker puts it up and through. She has 13. 39-38. Now almost lost in the backcourt by Itchner, and now it is going to be lost, and they're going to give it back to Galesburg.
Well, there's that intensity Coach Howard was talking about. It might not necessarily be slowing them down at times, but it's definitely creating a lot of turnovers on behalf of the Irish.
Triggered in now to Sarah Baker in the front court. Now she'll hand it off to Jessica Howard. Howard now for Galesburg on the dribble. Comes back out to center court. Now a bounce pass to Mynika, way out by the center court line. Mynika will try to back her way in against Biefeld. Now to Baker. Now to Bailey Boyer. 39-38, a one-point lead. Now Warner will drive the basket, puts it up, good! Oh, Mynika Warner with the drive to the hoop, and Galesburg has its first lead of the game, 40-39. Back into the front court, Notre Dame. Here's Purcell in the corner with a three-pointer, no good. The rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds by Sarah Medlin as she and Baker were battling for the rebound, and it'll be Galesburg's ball.
A good job right there by Mynika Warner. I think that's the best dribble drive we've seen from her all season long. If she can do that on a consistent basis, that's just going to amp her game up much more.
Stolen by Purcell. She gets it to Carlson. Left-handed layup, good. As that time, the press by Notre Dame worked. Carlson has six. Now the pass to Warner. They throw it away again. Intercepted by Itchner. She'll put the jumper up in the lane, no good. The rebound, Sarah Baker. She and Itchner come down with it, and we'll get a jump ball, and it'll belong to Galesburg. And Massey's going to put Maddie Boyer and Shelby Pacheco in, pulls Sarah Baker along with Whitney Daler out. Full court pressure by the Streaks.
And they're trying to get the ball to the middle of the floor against the press, which worked the first time, and now they just got to be patient and stay with it.
Here's Shelby Pacheco, almost traveled, but got it to Bailey Boyer. Boyer all the way down, left-handed layup, no good. The rebound fought for underneath, picked up by Mynika. She'll put it up, no. And this time we're going to get a whistle and a foul called against Galesburg.
Well, let's hope this is against Mynika for being too aggressive inside. Because that would be her fourth, and that is her fourth.
Fourth on Mynika, first team foul. She'll take a seat on the bench. Wow. Tough, tough call there. 41-40 in favor of Notre Dame. It's triggered into Purcell against the pressure. Lauren Purcell all the way down. Comes against Pacheco. They bump, and we'll get a whistle and a foul here, and they're going to have two shots for Purcell.
Right there, Shelby Pacheco just has to hold her ground and take the charge. She tried to move with Purcell, and Purcell, being smart right there, just took the ball right into her.
Purcell has 10 points on the game. She'll shoot two here. She's 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Here's the free throw on the way, and it's good. What a player. She was the one who bottled up Howard after Jessica had the 14 points at the State Farm Classic in a game at Bloomington Central Catholic. That game started at 20-10 p.m., and this game started at 9 o'clock in the morning. Both free throws good by Purcell. Back comes Galesburg. Now the ball's going to be thrown away again as Bailey Boyer tried to hit her sister and overthrew her. Back on the attack comes Notre Dame. Medlin all the way down court. Shovels off to Purcell right side, but Purcell travels with the ball.
Well, it seems like the Irish have been a little too antsy, not shuffling the feet when they get the ball. Just not very disciplined when they get the ball. A lot of turnovers unforced in that regard.
Evan Massey is going to call a timeout here. It almost seems like Galesburg has lost a little of the momentum they had in the second quarter, Eric.
Well, it does. And unfortunately, they did start the quarter strong, getting four straight baskets. Their press worked. They were able to break the Irish press. But now it's kind of tilting back towards the Irish. The Streaks have to regain control. Mynika is probably going to be on the bench until the fourth quarter with her four fouls. And they need to have Shelby continue to step up like she did in that second quarter. And Sarah Baker having herself a pretty solid game with 13 points.
Some new additions to the roster today. Jordan Marshall, a 5'4 freshman. Chelsea Wigan, a 5'5 freshman. And Emily Camper, a 5'5 freshman, all with the Streaks. Now they come into Bailey Boyer, not a Maddie, in the backcourt. Double team. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be called, I think, against either Richner or Carlson here.
It's going to be Carlson. And she bailed the Streaks out right there. They had a nice trap going, and she decided to reach in and commit the foul on Maddie Boyer.
Second on Amy Carlson. That's the first team foul on Notre Dame in the second half. Sarah Baker now set to trigger it in right in front of us. Looking now comes into Pacheco. 43-40 in favor of Notre Dame with 5:59 to go, third quarter. Here's Sarah Baker, holds up high right side. Now to Bailey Boyer up top. Boyer on the dribble between the rings to Jessica Howard. She had it bounce off her leg but got it back to Baker. Now to Pacheco. Pacheco gets it now to Maddie Boyer. Now left side to Howard. Howard takes the wide open three. Good! shot. Jessica Howard's first of the game. Nice screen on the left wing that time for her, and it's 43-all. Now pressure by the Streaks in the backcourt. Medlin, bumped by Boyer, gets it ahead now to Biafeld. Over the timeline now to Purcell. Bounce pass underneath Carlson. Carlson will put it up and good. Amy Carlson with eight. 45-43 Notre Dame. Back comes Baker. Ahead now to Howard. Howard will drive, take the running jump shot, no good. Rebound Maddie Boyer, though. Gives it to Bailey. Into Pacheco. She'll put it up and through. Shelby Pacheco has 15. 45-all with 5 minutes to go third quarter. Here comes Biafeld against the press. Over the timeline, bounce past Carlson. Back, Carlson drives the lane, will put it up, and we'll get a foul called on Jessica Howard.
I think they could have called another travel there on Biafeld. She couldn't decide if she wanted to drive in or pass that one off to Carlson. Finally decided to dump it, but took a couple steps beforehand.
They're going to call it on Baker. That'll be her second, third team foul. Free throw is going to be good by Amy Carlson. Carlson now with 9 points in the game for Peoria Notre Dame. She'll get one more here. Medlin goes out. Lexi Kramer in for the Irish. Here's the second free throw, and this one is also good. So Amy Carlson with a nice game today, as Carlson with 10 points in the game makes it 47-45 Notre Dame. Back comes Galesburg, left to right, which is west to east here at John Thiel Gym, to Pacheco in the right corner. Now out to Baker around the three-point line, Jessica Howard. Howard now got it back to Maddie Boyer, but Boyer couldn't control that pass. It was a little bit behind her, and it goes out of bounds.
Another unforced turnover for the Streaks. They want to get themselves in some momentum here and try to get a lead to take advantage in this game and control the game, but unfortunately these unforced turnovers keep hurting both teams.
Itchner now to Carlson. Bounce pass into Biafeld. She got away from Pacheco. Puts it up, no good. The rebound Sarah Baker for Galesburg. Baker brings it out herself. Ahead to Maddie Boyer. Boyer will drive all the way to the basket, puts it up, and Maddie Boyer's going to shoot two, as we're going to get a foul called here, as trying to draw the charge was Lexi Kramer, her first, second team foul, and here's Maddie Boyer at the line. She is a 44% shooter.
Good aggressive move by Maddie Boyer right there, able to just force the foul by getting herself low and putting the shot up.
Boyer misses the first. Here comes Mangieri back into the game along with Daler. Howard and Bailey Boyer will go out, so it's Maddie Boyer along with Whitney Daler, Kat Mangieri, Sarah Baker, and Shelby Pacheco for the Streaks. Maddie Boyer makes the second. She has three. 47-46 Notre Dame. They have the ball with 4:10 to go here, third quarter. Kristen Itchner now on the dribble against Mangieri. Into Biafeld, but she'll travel with the ball.
It seems
I don't think they've had their coffee.
This officiating crew is calling any little shuffle the feet. I don't think I've seen the travel called so strictly
That was a good call.
That was.
Maddie Boyer now will drive inside. Take the left-handed layup. Good. Oh, Maddie driving the basket from the left wing. Back to Purcell now. Here comes Notre Dame. Biafeld takes the pull-up jumper, and it's going to go through. Don't leave her open. Ellie Biafeld has 10. 49-48 Notre Dame. Sarah Baker now for Galesburg. To Maddie Boyer. Into Pacheco. She'll put it up. Good. Oh, Shelby Pacheco with a huge game. She has 17, and it's 50-49 Silver Streaks. They lead it by one with 3:25 to go. Third quarter. Itchner now in the paint for Notre Dame. She'll spin, puts it up. Did she travel?
They're
going to call a foul. I thought she walked.
Oh, I thought she did too before the foul even occurred. She tried to do a spin move, and in the process of spin moving, she just kept moving forward and never stopped her feet.
Sarah Baker is going to pick up the personal. Here's Itchner at the line. That's Baker's third. It's going to be the fourth team foul. The free throw by Itchner was missed. She is 3 for 5 from the line. She'll get one more here. Here's the free throw, and this one's also no good. But the rebound, and we're going to get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called against Notre Dame's Furlman, I believe. No?
That's.
It'll be Abby Furlman, as she came in and bumped the Galesburg girl on the rebound, her first third team foul. Galesburg leads it by one. They have the ball. Mangieri in the front court now, on the dribble right side, all the way to the basket, and she gets bumped as she drives the baseline.
And a good aggressive move right there by Kat Mangieri. She saw an opening on the right side of the lane, drove down the lane, and just had the foul call because they could try to shut her down.
It'll be triggered inbounds by Bailey Boyer. Alley-oop pass tried to get it to Pacheco, but it was intercepted by Purcell. Back on the attack now comes Notre Dame. Ichner, high post, Biefeld. Outside the three-point line, Biefeld wants to drive against Pacheco. Instead, a bounce pass on the right side to Lauren Purcell. Back up top now to Ichner. On the near side to Carlson. She gets the pass underneath to Biefeld, and Biefeld will put it up and through. 12 points for Ellie Biefeld. 51-50 Notre Dame. They go back in front. Left side, Whitney Daler now for the Streaks. Daler, a bounce pass up top to Maddie Boyer. Inside Pacheco. She'll put it up. No good. The rebound, Biefeld. Took it away from Sarah Baker. Outlet pass, Ichner. Here come the Irish on the attack right to left. Ichner all the way down. Puts it up. Good. And she's fouled.
And that's a tough one right there, too, as the Streaks had an open shot down below. Shelby had a pretty good opportunity. She wasn't open, per se, but pretty good opportunity with how well she's been playing in this game. Just couldn't get the ball to go down and then to come down and look at three-point play on this end. That's kind of heartbreaking.
So Ichner will go to the free throw line with a three-point play. It's on the way, and she missed it. Rebound Pacheco. Ichner's missed three in a row from the line. Back comes Mangieri, 53-50 Notre Dame. Maddie Boyer takes the 18-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, though, Pacheco, right back up and good. Oh, Shelby Pacheco with just a great third quarter. Six in the third quarter. She has 19 in the game, and it's 53-52 in favor of Notre Dame. Right side now for Notre Dame. This is Megan Maroon. Back up top now to Amy Carlson. Now to Biefeld. She'll take the 14-foot jumper. No. The rebound, Pacheco. Pacheco brings it out herself for Galesburg. Oh, you've heard about the Pacheco sisters, and Shelby living up to that reputation. Now Maddie Boyer trying to get it inside to Sarah Baker, but overthrows it, and Galesburg turns it over.
Big quarter, big game so far for Shelby Pacheco. She's really stepped it up. We've talked in past games about how the Streaks need another scorer to step up, especially in these situations where Mynika gets in foul trouble. Shelby Pacheco is that girl right now.
Back into the front court comes Notre Dame. Ellie Biefeld into the corner now. Got the ball over in the far right corner to Ichner. Ichner now will take the jumper in the paint. No good. The rebound, Sarah Baker for Galesburg. Back on the attack come the Streaks. Fast break ahead to Pacheco. Pacheco loses it in the lane, and it's going to be picked up and brought back up court by Furlman. Furlman dumps it off to Ichner. Ichner drives the paint. 10-foot running jumper. No good. Rebound underneath Biefeld. Right back up. No. The rebound, Pacheco for Galesburg. Pacheco now just all over the boards. Still underneath. Now gets the outlet pass to Mangieri. Mangieri will come on the attack for Galesburg. She crosses center court with a minute to go, third quarter. Now to Sarah Baker. The Streaks down by one. Whitney Daler on the right side. Up top now to Maddie Boyer. She faked the three. Now drives the foul line to Sarah Baker, high post. Back to Mangieri as they'll reset the offense with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Now to Baker. Left side Mangieri. Give and go Pacheco. And Pacheco puts it up and through. Shelby Pacheco hits another one. 54-50. Galesburg with 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Into the front court now comes Notre Dame. Casey O'Brien into Biefeld. Biefeld has it tipped away. It's backed away by Maddie Boyer, picked up by Pacheco. Ahead to Mangieri. Here come the Streaks left to right. This is Mangieri to Sarah Baker at center court, and Galesburg's going to wait for one shot.
Well, good idea right here by the Streaks to try to get the last shot of the quarter. You want all the momentum you can have going into the fourth, and right now with the lead and potentially add on to it, it would be huge.
8 seconds to go. Now tipped away and stolen by Ichner. Bad pass by Mangieri. Ichner all the way down, but we're going to get a travel on her with 1.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. So they're going to get one more chance as Medlin comes back in for Biefeld. Pacheco's going to stay in. Daler comes back in along with Howard for the Streaks. 1.5 on the scoreboard. Galesburg by one comes in the backcourt, and they won't get the shot off. They didn't even try. That's the end of the third quarter with a score. It's Galesburg 54, Peoria Notre Dame 53. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's a new year, and you've joined countless others looking for a new you.
a winning fit, preferably no carbs, no fat, and zero calories.
Well, look no further, my friend. The WGIL $3,000 button is back. No carbs, no fat, no kidding. You can win cash. Pick up a button today at one of these participating sponsors.
Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Carmark at Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. Knox Glass on North Henderson in Galesburg. And Cottage Corner Thrift Shop at 444 East Main in Galesburg.
For details, visit WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
I'm Will Stevenson. Are you going to Washington to see the inauguration of President-elect Barack Obama? Let us know about it. Email us by clicking on news at WGIL.com.
Notre Dame's ball to start the fourth quarter. Here's a shot up no good by Casey O'Brien, but the rebound Carlson, not Itchner. Itchner drives the paint. She'll take the jumper, no good. Gets her own rebound underneath, but Pacheco is going to come and foul her as she had the bunny, and that'll send Itchner to the line. That'll be Shelby Pacheco's second on the Silver Streaks, their seventh team foul. Good foul there.
Yeah, but two offensive rebounds by the Irish right there. You don't want to give up those offensive rebounds. 12 offensive rebounds now in the game for the Irish. However, they still are sitting at only 6 points from those 12 offensive rebounds.
Itchner made 3 of 4. Now she's missed 4 in a row. She'll get one more here. Galesburg leads at 54-53, and she makes this one. 54 all with 7:42 to go in the game as Kristen Itchner makes the second free throw. Here comes Galesburg. Left side, Whitney Daler outside the three-point line. Back up top to Howard. She's got the three-point shot. Yes! Jessica Howard with a key three. Her second in the game. 57-54 Silver Streaks. Their biggest lead of the game at three. Right side, O'Brien. Now she gets it down on the baseline. On the drive is Furlman. She has it knocked away and it's picked up by Bailey Boyer. Now Boyer has it knocked away by Medlin. They bump each other and we'll get a whistle here and a foul called. Which way?
Well, this will be an interesting call because at first I thought it was going to be against Bailey. And yeah, it's going to be against Bailey right there. She lost the ball and then committed the foul.
Her third, that's the eighth team foul. So it's going to be Peoria Notre Dame's ball. Carlson will go out. Maroon comes in for the Irish. And we're going to shoot here as we'll come back down to the west end of the court at John Thiel Gym. And going to the free throw line for Peoria Notre Dame is going to be Rachel Medlin. Or no, Maddie Green.
Right there, you'd almost like Bailey Boyer just to pull that ball back out. Unfortunately, she was in the race to try to get a fast break basket.
She misses it. The rebound's going to come all the way out beyond the three-point line, be picked up by Bailey Boyer. Boyer back on the attack now. She'll hold up right wing, top of the key now to Baker. Left side, Daler into Pacheco, but this time they're looking for that pass. It's going to be intercepted and knocked away by Casey O'Brien, but it goes off her out of bounds, and Galesburg will try it again. They're trying to cut that pass off inside to Pacheco.
Well, I think they've caught on to that play where they get Shelby on that post up. The Streaks are just going to have to keep working the offense, and Shelby's just got to be stronger, try to fend him off and better passes.
Here's Sarah Baker with a three-point shot, no good. The rebound tipped out, picked up by Bailey Boyer. Now the ball's lost, and it's going to be picked up in the paint by Sarah Medlin. Medlin now, the outlet pass into the front court comes Itchner. On the right side, Purcell. From the right side, this is O'Brien. She takes the three, no good. Rebound, Sarah Baker. Back comes Bailey Boyer now for Galesburg. Hits Baker. 57-54. Here's Howard again with the three. No good. The rebound, Ellie Biefeld for Notre Dame. She'll hand the ball off to Itchner, and back on the attack will come the Irish. Kristen Itchner, the sophomore guard. She works the point. Right side now to Megan Maroon. Back up top to Itchner. Itchner now comes on the near side to Casey O'Brien. Inside now to Medlin, now to Biefeld. She'll put it up and through. Ellie Biefeld has 14. 57-56. And a one-point lead for the Streaks. Left side Howard now for Galesburg. Howard holds the ball over her head. Gets it back up top now to Whitney Daler. Baylor, top of the key, right side dribble, all the way around the three-point line. Now to Pacheco, who pops up top. Now to Bailey Boyer, now to Sarah Baker. Baker holds the ball over her head. The Streaks leading it by one with 5:45 to go in the game, as Galesburg is going to pull them out here, it looks like, a little bit, and try to get them in the man-to-man, which they are in. Now left side to Howard. Back out now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now on the dribble is going to get bumped, and we'll get a foul on Itchner.
Well, good job by Bailey Boyer right there, taking control of the offensive set, having the girls get back into the offense and run it again from the beginning. It looks like Monika's going to come back in the game here, and Maddie Boyer.
That'll be Itchner's third, the fifth team foul. So Monika will come in. Warner playing with four fouls.
She's playing with four fouls, so she's got to be smarter. Her time in the game is going to be very short.
It'll be triggered in by Howard, now gets it into Monika. Monika gives it back to Jessica Howard, looking for the give and go, but they couldn't get it to Monika. Galesburg leads it by one after trailing here by as many as 14. Now here's Baker with the drive to the hoop. Puts the easy one up, no good. Rebound to Warner, and Monika puts it up and through. Monika Warner with 10 points. 59-56 Galesburg. 5:10 to go in the game. Itchner now on the right side to Megan Maroon. Back to Kristen Itchner. Near side Purcell. Bounce pass into Biefeld. She'll put it up underneath. Good. Oh, Ellie Biefeld. A huge game for her. She has 16. No pressure in the backcourt now by Notre Dame. 59-58, Streaks by one. Into the front court now comes Bailey Boyer for Galesburg. To Sarah Baker. It was almost knocked away by Sarah Medlin, but Baker got it. Right side Howard. Howard drives the baseline all the way underneath, but she carried the ball.
Well, it's going to be real tough if Monika continues to be matched up with Biefeld for the Streaks to slow Biefeld down, because Monika's got to be careful with those fouls. Maybe they're going to drop down into a zone right here.
Pacheco's on the bench. Into the front court, Itchner now. Peoria Notre Dame with a chance to take the lead. Itchner, top of the key against Bailey Boyer. Right side, Megan Maroon. She drives the baseline. Jump shot, no good. Rebound in the paint, controlled by Biefeld. Right back up, no. Now pulled off by Sarah Baker. Outlet pass, Bailey Boyer. Here comes Galesburg. Maddie Boyer now, right wing. Boyer spins on her pivot foot. Looking, still looking. Now gives it to Monika, right corner. Monika back out to Sarah Baker. Now to Bailey Boyer. They'll reset it with 4 minutes to go in the game. Right side, Maddie Boyer. Now to Monika. Give and go, Bailey Boyer. She'll put it up and through, or Maddie Boyer, I should say. Not Bailey. Maddie Boyer with the hoop. She has seven. 61-58 Galesburg with 3:50 to go in the game. Right side Maroon. Back up top now, Itchner. This is the Irish in the front court. Itchner and Maroon play catch. Now they'll go inside to Medlin. Medlin will put it up in the paint. Good. Sarah Medlin has 10. And now we're going to get a whistle here. Apparently, stepping on the end line was Bailey Boyer when she inbounded the ball, and that's a cheap call. Wow. Aaron Furrow. Jeez.
Yeah, and not a good call for the Streaks right now either. 61-60, and now the Irish get the ball back with a chance to take the lead.
Comes in now to Biefeld. Biefeld underneath against Pacheco, who's in. She'll put it up, no good. Rebound, Monika. Bounce pass now to Bailey Boyer. Here comes Galesburg. No damage done. Ahead to Maddie. She'll fake the three-point shot. One dribble. Back out to her sister, Bailey. Bailey Boyer at center court now. On the drive right side, beyond the three-point line. Gets it back up top to Pacheco. Now to Maddie Boyer with 3:15 to go in the game. 61-60 Galesburg. Top of the key now, Maddie Boyer to Pacheco. Pacheco has it on the left wing. Back up top to Bailey Boyer with 3 minutes to go in the game. Now to Warner, to Pacheco. Left side, Bailey Boyer into Monika. She'll put it up, good! Monika Warner has 12. 63-60 Galesburg with 2:55 to go in the game. Notre Dame now into the front court. This is Itchner at center court for the Irish. Now to Purcell. Purcell in front of the scorers table to Medlin. Now to Carlson. Give and go Biefeld. She'll put it up, no good. It was partially blocked. Pulled off by Pacheco. Here comes Galesburg. Bailey Boyer, not a Howard, but it's going to be knocked away by Purcell. They wanted Howard to take that three from the corner. That's what they were shooting for.
They were, and a good job of working the offense right there by the Streaks.
We're going to get a full timeout with 2:36 to go in the game. It's Galesburg 63, Notre Dame 60. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Stability, especially these days, is a good thing. And there are some things in this world that we should always be able to count on. Family to love us, food to nourish us, a home to comfort us, and good health to ensure everything else matters. That's where OSF St. Mary Medical Center comes in. Since 1909, we've been a vital part of Galesburg and the communities we serve. OSF St. Mary isn't going anywhere, but with constant medical advances, we're always moving forward. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital, right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team steps out of conference tonight at home against Springfield. Join us for pregame coverage at 7:10 on WGIL.
Well, they've been trying to go in at Monica with Ellie Biefeldt, but Monica's done a nice job of staying away from that fifth foul.
Well, she has, and a good job. The Streaks are playing a zone, and they brought Shelby back into the game. Coach brought Shelby back into the game to help Monica down low, and I think it's really bothered Biefeldt. She can't deal with both the big bodies down there for the Streaks, so she's missed her last three shots in a row. I wouldn't be surprised to see them try to work Ali Biefeldt away from Monica and Shelby for the rest of the quarter.
Comes into Maddie Boyer now. Boyer dribbles between the circles. Pacheco's on the bench. Sarah Baker back in. Baker has the ball up top. She gets bumped at the three-point line. Now to Monica with 2:24 to go in the game. Now to Maddie Boyer to Monica. Now it's going to be tipped away. It's going to be stolen. All the way down court is Medlin, and she put it up and through. Sarah Medlin with the steal and a lazy pass. She has 12. 63-62 Silver Streaks with 2:07 to go in the game. Now Baker, left side to Whitney Daler. Daler with the ball over her head. Now they get the ball to Howard, top of the key. She hands it off to Maddie Boyer. Silver Streaks look like they're content to maybe run some clock. Left side now to Sarah Baker. Let's see what they do here. Baker just inside the three-point line, left wing. Up top now to Whitney Daler with a minute 47 to go in the game. Now they get it left side to Howard. Now to Baker. She'll drive the three-point line. Running jumper, good! Sarah Baker has 15. 65-62 Silver Streaks. Here comes Notre Dame. Kristen Itchner now. Drives the foul line. Pull up 14-footer, no. The rebound by Nika Warner for Galesburg. Stolen away by Biefeldt. She'll put it back up and through. Warner kind of held up after she went on the floor and didn't go after the ball again. And Biefeldt was able to pick it up and put it through. Biefeldt now with 18 points. 65-64 Galesburg. Top of the key now, Daler with a minute 10 to go. The Streaks with a one-point lead. Daler dribbles the left wing. Now to Howard. Howard, top of the key, gets a pick from Warner. Now a bounce pass to Maddie Boyer up top. Maddie with 59 seconds to go in the game. Gets a pick now from Sarah Baker. Still on the dribble. Hands it off now to Daler at center court. Whitney Daler guarded by Sarah Medlin. Gets a pick on the right side from Warner. The Streaks just running that weave with picks on either side out front. Now to Howard. Bounce pass to Baker, and Baker's going to be bumped, and we'll get a foul called on Itchner, her fourth. That'll be the 16th foul.
They still have another foul to give. And right here, I'm kind of surprised that that Coach Carruthers hasn't gone out a little harder to try to... I don't know what's going on. Oh, timeout. I was going to say, Peoria and Notre Dame started running for the bench, and there was no signal from the official. Timeout.
We'll keep it right here. There's 41.1 seconds to go, 65-64. You were saying that you thought Carruthers would pressure the ball a little more.
I thought he'd pressure the ball, or at the very least, commit a foul. Put the girls on the line a little bit sooner. You had that foul to give, and you pretty much allowed the 30 seconds to come off the clock. So right now, you have one of two options. You're going to come out and either decide you're going to play a little bit more defense, or you're going to foul right away and put the Streaks on the line and make the Streaks win it from the line. The other thing I'm kind of surprised, I understand Coach Massey's desire to have more ball handlers out there, but Shelby Pacheco not in the game. After how well she shot from the free throw line in the game, you almost think that he'd want her out there since she's pretty much been in the habit of it all game long.
She is 10 for 11 from the free throw line. She has 21 points in the game. But as you said, she is on the bench. She is not in the game.
Yeah, so I'm kind of curious. Although he may be saving her, because with Monica having four fouls already, his thought might be he doesn't want to throw her out there with Monica. Monica pick up that fifth foul and then him have to bring in somebody Cole off the bench. I'm not sure.
Shelby only has two, though. It'll be Howard throwing it in after the Notre Dame full timeout. Looking now, gets it into Sarah Baker. 40 seconds to go in the game. 65-64 Galesburg. Maddie Boyer on the dribble between the circles. Holds up high right side. Getting pressure now from Biefeldt. And we'll get a timeout called by Evan Massey here.
Interesting timeout right here by Coach Massey. He probably wanted to see what kind of defense the Irish were going to come out in so he could set up his offense. But essentially a good timeout by Coach Massey.
Let's take a break with 31 seconds to go in the game. Galesburg 65, Notre Dame 64. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team steps out of conference tonight at home against Springfield. Join us for pregame coverage at 7:10 on WGIL.
Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson, WGIL Galesburg. Here's the scene. 31.7 seconds to go. Galesburg has it. They lead 65-64 over Peoria Notre Dame. As we come down to the end of this game, Jessica Howard will trigger it into Sarah Baker. Baker now double teamed, and we're going to get a jump ball as she's tied up by Megan Maroon, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. And Rod Carruthers, the old Dunlap star, is up. He's screaming. You could probably hear him on our crowd mic across the gym. So Howard will throw it in again.
Can't leave that ball around the waist there by Sarah Baker. She's got to keep that ball up.
Comes into Maddie Boyer, but she had trouble with it. Guarded by Maroon. Gets it to Whitney Daler. Now to Howard. Howard holds up on the left side. Now to Daler to Maddie Boyer. And Maddie Boyer's going to be fouled by Megan Maroon. Maroon's first. That'll be the seventh team foul. They'll send Maddie Boyer to the line. She's only a 44% free throw shooter, but she was in the 70s or even low 80s last year when she was on the sophomore team. Carlson will come back in. Maroon will go out for Notre Dame. The one in bonus for Maddie Boyer. She has 7 points on the game today. Huge couple of free throws here. 18 seconds to go, and she missed it. The rebound controlled underneath by Medlin. Sarah Medlin brings it out. She's going to come all the way down court to Purcell. 18-foot jumper, good! Lauren Purcell hits it from the corner. 66-65 in favor of Notre Dame. And now we're going to get a whistle, and Evan Massey will call a timeout with 5.4 seconds to go, and the streak's down by one.
Well, right now you've got to set up a play. You're probably looking to get an inside pass to Mynika, but the girls have to understand they have to move quickly. Only 5 seconds left to go. They can't find themselves driven around on the outside, the exterior of the lane. You pretty much want to give the ball to either a Sarah Baker or maybe a Jess Howard and tell them that they need to drive into the lane and try to draw the foul. I mean, with Mynika in there, you could also think about trying to get Jess Howard with a quick shot and hope that Mynika can pull down the rebound and get a putback for you.
So Lauren Purcell, a huge hoop to put them in front, 66-65. Now, what's your strategy? You think they're going to go into Mynika here?
Well, I think that's the best bet right here, but you know that Peoria Notre Dame's going to come out and deny that paint real aggressively. So I would almost like to see the Streaks run something for Jess Howard, and then if Mynika's open inside, give the option to the ball handler. Either go to Jess or go to Mynika, but you know that Peoria Notre Dame's not going to give Mynika anything easy. They'd rather give up that long jumper to Jess than the inside move to Mynika.
And we're still not seeing Pacheco in there. You'd think he'd have her in here for maybe an offensive rebound here. Howard will throw it in, gets it into Maddie Boyer, and we're going to get a timeout called. Before the ball is thrown in by Ron Carruthers, he will call a timeout. And Evan Massey says, hey, the ball was already handed to the girl before he called the timeout. And now he's appealing his case across the floor to Joe Thompson, the referee. And I think Evan's right.
He is. You can't give the other team, the visitors in this case, the non-ball team, the timeout right there. That was bad decision to grant the timeout, as the ball was in the process of actually being thrown in by the time they granted that timeout.
Yeah, Joe Thompson had already handed the ball to Jessica Howard when the whistle blew, and Kilberg called the timeout, and then Massey complained about it, but to no avail. So the Silver Streaks will huddle around their bench again, and again they will work on this play as they trail 66-65 in this game with 5.4 seconds to go on the clock, and hopefully the Streets can get it inside, draw the foul, or have Mynika Warner put up a shot underneath, or Sarah Baker.
Yeah, that definitely would be the hope right now, that they're able to get the ball inside, get one of your two or three players that played really well here. You want the ball in Mynika's hands, Jess Howard's hands, or Sarah Baker's hands here at the end. And ultimately, to give yourself the best chance to win, you would hope that you'd see Mynika with the ball in the post.
So the Streaks will come out with Maddie Boyer, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, and Mynika Warner. This time it's going to be Maddie Boyer who's going to throw the ball in here on the near side.
They're going to play off the ball, too. No defender on the ball. They're going to use the second defender to defend Mynika right here.
Now Ron Carruthers is saying something to the officials, and I think they warned him. Now Maddie Boyer set to throw it in. Alley-oop pass to Warner, but it's going to be intercepted by Biefeld. Boy, Maddie Boyer tried to throw the inbounds pass to Warner, and we're going to get a foul call to foul on Mynika, and that'll be her fifth. It'll be the ninth team foul, and we'll come down to the other end, and Ellie Biefeld will go to the line with a 1-1.
Well, and that was a real good idea right there by Coach Massey, but Maddie Boyer's got to get that ball higher. Mynika could definitely outjump Ellie Biefeld, but she just did not get that ball high enough, and it caught. And because of the steal, Mynika had to foul and gets her out of the game now.
So Biefeld will have the 1-1 here. It's on the way, and she missed it. Rebound Sarah Baker, and we're going to get a whistle and a timeout called by Evan Massey with 3.2 seconds to go.
I think there should be 4 seconds on the clock right there. He probably told them to call the timeout right when the rebound came down. They took 0.8 off the clock as they let it run for almost a second. But it doesn't look like Coach Massey is going to get that 0.8 back.
Aaron Furrow, the official from Galesburg, called the timeout. Now Jake Kilberg, along with Joe Thompson, are conferring. I don't know if they will put any more time on the clock. It looks like Kilberg is saying that maybe they should, but now Thompson's not walking over towards the scorer's table. So it looks like the scene is going to be this. There's going to be 3.2 seconds left to go in the game, with Galesburg trailing 66-65. Galesburg is going to have the ball here on the west end of the gym. Their basket is on the east side of the gym, so they're going to have to cover the whole floor in 3.2 seconds.
Well, I would imagine you're going to try to get the ball to probably Bailey and have her dribble up the floor and look to open somebody up with the shot. When we saw the Streaks do a press break earlier at the end of one of the other quarters in a similar situation, there was only 1.5 on the clock at that point. They threw it into about the volleyball line on the near side of the floor to Bailey Boyer, who then did more of a handoff, a flip to Sarah Baker. At that point, Sarah Baker, I don't think, realized how much time was left on the floor. But I wouldn't be surprised to see something similar drawn up here by Coach Massey.
Sarah Baker is going to trigger it in. Sarah Baker, Whitney Daler, Bailey Boyer, Maddie Boyer, and Jessica Howard. Here's Sarah Baker, comes into Daler, 2 seconds to go, ahead to Maddie. Maddie comes down, will not get the shot off from the right side, and the final score will read Peoria Notre Dame 66 and Galesburg 65. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
It's a new year, and you've joined countless others looking for a new you. A winning fit, preferably no carbs, no fat, and zero calories.
Well, look no further, my friends. The WGIL $3,000 button is back. No carbs, no fat, no kidding. You can win cash. Pick up a button today at one of these participating sponsors.
Liberty Tax Service on North Henderson in Galesburg. Stone Hayes Center for Independent Living on North Prairie Street in Galesburg. and the Cellar Pizzeria and Pub on North Prairie Street in Galesburg.
For details, visit WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Hello, everyone. Today's debate topic, McDonald's Dollar Menu. Gary, we'll start with you.
Thank you. My colleague suggests the McChicken sandwich is the best item on the McDonald's Dollar Menu. I vehemently disagree. Nothing compares to the French fries.
You, sir, are incorrect. McChicken is crispy. It is delicious.
Can I finish?
Gentlemen, please, you bring shame on your cause. Besides, we all know the hot fudge sundae is the best.
Now more than ever, McDonald's Dollar Menu. Eight great tastes, each for only a dollar. Like the classic McChicken or the new meaty, melty McDouble sandwich. At participating McDonald's.
The official WGIL forecast for today, cloudy and windy, or the chance for flurries this afternoon. Not as cold as it has been, a high near 28. Wind gusts this morning and throughout the day, up near 25 miles an hour. Tonight, winds gusting nearly 25 miles an hour again. Cloudy, a chance for some flurries, a low near 15. And for your Sunday, a chance for flurries in the morning. Once again, windy and a high near 25. Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, cloudy skies and a high of 22. Right now, partly cloudy and 20.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. Not the best news today as the Silver Streaks lose a heartbreaker 66-65 to Peoria Notre Dame. Our final stats brought to you on WGIL by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. For Peoria Notre Dame, they were led in scoring by Ellie Biefeld. She had 18 points, including 6 in the fourth quarter. 14 points for Lauren Purcell. She hit the key shot that gave them the lead, 66-65. Purcell with 14. 12 points in the game for Sarah Medlin. 10 for Amy Carlson, so they had four players in double figures. 6 for Kristen Itchner, 3 points for Maddie Green, 2 for Megan Maroon. For the Silver Streaks, they were led in scoring by Shelby Pacheco, who had 21 points. She did not score in the fourth quarter. She did not play down the stretch. 15 points in the game for Sarah Baker, 12 for Mynika Warner, so the Streaks with three players in double figures. 7 points for Maddie Boyer in the game, 6 for Jessica Howard. Whitney Daler had 4 points for the Silver Streaks. It was 22-10 Notre Dame at the end of the first quarter, but the Streaks roared back and outscored them 26-17 in the second quarter to trail by 3 at the half, 39-33. Galesburg outscored Notre Dame 18-14 in the third quarter to lead it 54-53 after 3, but Notre Dame outscored the Streaks 13-11 in the fourth quarter to win it 66-65.
Well, that's a tough loss to take right there for the Streaks. They did a good job limiting the second chance points. They only gave up 7 in the game, which is pretty good considering they gave up 13 offensive rebounds. Mynika and Shelby did good jobs on the boards for the Streaks. Each had 7 rebounds, 5 for Sarah Baker. So pretty strong effort on the boards, especially in that second through fourth quarters. The Streaks pretty much picked it up from the rebounding perspective. 7 rebounds for Ellie Biefeld. She was a ton in there today, Jim. 7 for Sarah Medlin, who also played a real strong game. She had a kind of a quiet game, grabbing a lot of rebounds and getting a lot of putbacks. 5 rebounds for Kristen Itchner. And so unfortunately, down the stretch, that's where you want your big players to step up. The Streaks just had an unfortunate occurrence of events, the missed free throw by Matty Boyer, the inability to get the ball cleanly into Mynika Warner there at the end of the game, which caused Mynika to have to commit the foul, and then not even getting the shot up there at the end of the game. You got to know how much time you have to get to each point on the floor right there. And I think if Maddie would have pulled up for that three-point shot, she would have gotten it off. She probably didn't necessarily want to take that shot.
She was open, though, for that.
She was. And she would have gotten it off with time to give.
Well, great job by Lauren Purcell getting that key basket to put them in the lead. And, of course, Biefeld, too, with a huge fourth quarter. She had 6 points. What a game by Shelby Pacheco today, though. She had 21 points for the Silver Streaks, and I'm a little bit curious as to why she didn't play down the stretch.
Yeah, and I would imagine it goes back to what we were talking about early, coach's desire to get his ball handlers out there. Mynika gives you the dual threat of not only – the dual threat of not only being a good offensive player, but she's also very good on the defensive side. And even though she's playing with the four fouls, she gives you that blocking, the ability to block shots and alter shots inside. So I'm sure Coach was thinking about having that in the game, as well as the fact that he wanted to have the four ball handlers on the floor. Unfortunately, it didn't result into the net gain that Coach was looking for.
Our final stats brought to you by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. We're going to be back with Coach Evan Massey, and we'll also have our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game in just a moment. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
McRib is back, so I've written a love song to my all-time favorite sandwich.
Let's hear it.
McRib, you're back. I love you, I love you, I love you, yeah, yeah, I love you.
That is the most beautiful song I ever heard.
McRib, tender pork, pickles, onions, and loaded with sauce. Right now, get one for a dollar with the purchase of a McRib Extra Value Meal with medium fry and medium Coke. A second McRib for a dollar.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by Shelter Insurance agent Amy Howard.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Dr. Laura Program. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on WGIL.
Our interview with Coach Evan Massey is brought to you on WGIL by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Coach, tell us a little bit about your strategy down there at the end of the game when you were trying to get that last shot up.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, first off, because we don't set good screens, we can't get the ball in bounds. That becomes an issue. So it's a battle every time just inbounding the ball, and we've worked on that, but we haven't improved in that area. But what we were trying to do was in that play, we were supposed to have a situation where Jessica was coming up off of a double stagger for a shot at the top, but what we really wanted was Mika to screen away and look to lob to her on the weak side. And what happened to us in that situation was that Sarah didn't get down to the block, so there wasn't anyone to screen, and Mika stayed on the strong side, so she was double-teamed and just became a lob. That, you know, I think, it's unfortunate. Then the last play, I mean, with 3 point where you have to go the length of the floor, we were trying to have Maddie and Jess circling around and catch one of them with the ball and just get the best available shot. And the problem was we didn't take a shot.
It looked like Maddie had the three, but she went inside a little bit and then couldn't get that shot up before the buzzer went off.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Well, Coach, you've got to be very happy with the way Shelby Pacheco played in this game. She really stepped up with Mynika on the bench there with foul trouble.
Yeah, she did. I mean, Shelby, you know, had a pretty good game offensively, and it's unfortunate. And, you know, at some point, you know, we hope, you know, that Mynika will learn how to play without fouling. That, you know, it's something that at this point in the year it becomes a major problem for us, and it hasn't improved.
Well, as far as Sarah Baker's game, she was very aggressive too for most of the game, able to get inside a lot with the dribble drive, something that she's been on and off with all season.
Yeah, she's done a good job with the dribble penetration and stuff. That, I mean, it's just, you know, for me, you know, perspective of looking at things is it's frustrating because I just don't see right now how we can guard people at all. That defensively, we just don't have anything that works for us. Of, you know, right now, like with 11 as a post player, we can't guard her. And, you know, that we tried a little zone, we tried a little man. And, but, you know, it's very frustrating because we're, you know, now in the middle of January. And, you know, just honestly, I don't see much in the way of improvement in terms of defense with us.
They showed some character, though, coming back in this game. They were down 22-10 at the end of the first quarter, but stormed back and actually took the lead.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, that's looking at from a positive perspective, and, you know, I think that's all right. But I think that, you know, you look at how many times have we said that, had this conversation before, and say, boy, you know, they didn't give up. You know, the question I would have is, you know, of what's the reason that we can't start out well, that becomes a bigger problem with things. And, you know, I think there's issues as far as we just have to understand, because we talked about, you know, the challenge was first three possessions, we wanted quality possessions, and two out of the first three possessions were turnovers. And it's, you know, to be honest, of, you know, the excuse of saying we're young, just that doesn't buy it at this point. But, you know, a problem is with the press that they were putting on, that's what we've talked about, that's what we've focused on. And we're saying if it's three-quarter court, getting our alignment and going. You know, we turned it over way too many times for a varsity basketball team, and, you know, can't do that. But I think my disappointment is the fact that down the stretch of the game, that the things you got to be able to execute, the things you got to be able to focus on in a tight game, we didn't. You know, lots of possessions win or lose a game, but we're at the foul line up one with 18 seconds to go. And in our scouting report, we identified 12 as one of their best shooters. In the last time out we had, we said, make sure we were on 12. She's their basically their own perimeter shooter. At the foul line, I said, you know, who has 12? And we came down, and literally there was not anyone within 10 feet of her when she took the shot. And to me, that's something where You can't make those kind of errors. You can't make errors in a tight game where you step over the end line inbounding the ball and things. That I just think right now for kids that are varsity basketball players, and we've invested a lot of varsity games in them, that right now we're not seeing the improvement in them that we should be seeing. And so we got to keep working and hope that they improve. But we also, you know, at a certain point have to begin to say, you know, there's some kids on the sophomore team that we got to start looking at.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to bring some kids up?
Well, we can't during the tournament, but we'll, you know, I mean, we'll just, you know, we just have to, those are decisions we'll make when we make them.
Okay, thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. We'll have our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game in a moment. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Craddy Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guarantee level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, today.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Jim Wyman back with Eric Gibson. They have you can probably hear it, they have a cheerleading camp here for the elementary school children, and they are all here in force, along with the parents watching and the Galesburg High School cheerleaders instructing them, and What would you call those? Shocking yellow T-shirts?
Yeah, pretty much.
So our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is Shelby Pacheco in this game. 10 of 11 from the free throw line, 21 points to lead the streaks in scoring. And I guess we didn't have the guts to ask him about the ask Coach Massey about why Pacheco didn't play at the end. But I'm a little curious to know. But he seemed so down after that after the loss today that I didn't want to broach that subject to him. I wanted to stay up here and not get thrown out of the press box.
Well, yeah, he definitely was showing some frustration, and that's one of those things that I think as a coach it's tough to come up with an interview right after a game like that where, you know, definitely probably feel like you should have won. This is another game like Dunlap where you're tight right down the stretch. You had chances to win the game and don't pull it off. And I think it's tough to come up and give an interview and without showing that frustration.
Well, of course, we've seen it before with the, you know, the Arizona Cardinals coach, Dennis Green.
Yeah.
The Bears won that game, you know, and the Bears are what we think they are. It's frustrating for a coach when he's all keyed up after a game, especially when you lose a heartbreaker by 1 point, to come up and do an interview. But we thank Coach Massey and, of course, Jackie Howard, too, for their cooperation. Again, Shelby Pacheco is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Our next broadcast will be today. It will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Peoria Central. We'll be on the air at 2:40 with the pregame show. Tip off at 3. So I guess it's going to be interesting because Central's a pretty good team. We saw them a little bit at Knox College in the before Christmas, and they beat Richwoods at Richwoods.
Well, and the streaks are going to have to come with a very much improved effort. And maybe this game will be kind of a wake-up call, and they'll be able to come out in game two of the day with a little bit better energy, defensive intensity, and hopefully just better defensive play in general if you listen to the interview with Coach.
Our thanks to Mike Perry, Chris LeGros back at the studios, spinning the dials back at the Galesburg Radio Center on East 7th Street in Galesburg. We'll hop in the car and head over to Peoria and talk to you a little bit later on. Don't forget Mike Perry and Jim Lee will be right here tonight for the Springfield-Galesburg boys game. That will be at 7:30 tonight, so a great day for all the basketball junkies. The final again, it was Peoria Notre Dame 66, Galesburg 65. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.